thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene with Ray Jeezy. Will T is running late, but he'll be in the building. We'll have a full roster. What's going on, Ray?
I'm good. Got back on the basketball court on Sunday.
Oh, did you really?
And it was kind of funny. I went out Walker Mill Park, played with some young guys, and it's interesting. You know, I'm older now. Change man. So as soon as I step on the court,
change man like T.I.
One dude said, "Oh, here comes Trae Young." I got him. I was like, "Oh, okay." And then somebody else hit me with Rick Fox. I'm like, they don't even realize who I used to be, you know. But I said, I let them have it. I'm gonna have a good time. Ran up and down the court with him. It was a good experience. So just getting back in shape.
Yeah, I hoop today. My knee's a little sore. I didn't shoot that much today. I shot a lot yesterday. I played yesterday too. I balled yesterday though. Like my J was going good. Today I shot like twice or three times. I didn't, you know, it's crazy. Like you mentioned, I mean, as you get older, like you're a little different. Your mentality is different. You have days you feel like shooting, there's days you just don't. When you're younger, you just didn't care.
Well, my experience right now is that the fact that I haven't been on the court enough, I just don't have confidence in any shot. Including layups. So I was passing the ball. I look like Andre Miller out there, to be honest. it was a thing of beauty. The assist was, they were on time, but some guys blew layups. You know, again, young guys. But hey, I love playing with young guys because that's how you get in shape.
Yeah, I don't. I love playing with 40-year-old dudes because I just feel like I can run and still get cardio, get good basketball.
Playing their meals afterwards. I hate that. Hey, they sit down between every game.
I play with military folks, so it's different. It's a different 40-year-old cats. Oh, they actually working out. I'm just saying they still active. They're working out. They're running. They're doing cardio. They're not the lazy 40-year-old cats. Dude, I'm 38, man. I'm about there anyway. So it is what it is.
Same age, brother. I don't feel it at all, though. I'm good. Once I get my confidence back, I'll be fine. But I'm not going to hold you up anymore.
Hey, subscribe to our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and Google Play. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Will T would normally say this, but he's late. Let's get into our tradition.
SMH.
The pregame. Here's what we have on tap. We'll talk about the Washington Redskins losing to the Dallas Cowboys 31-21. At 8:20, we'll preview the Skins-Bears Monday night game. At 8:30, we'll examine the national struggles in September amongst this pennant race. At 8:40, we'll go around the NFL featuring Drew Brees and Big Ben being injured and Minkah Fitzpatrick being traded to the Steelers. I want to say finally, what's the last one, Ray? You knew it. Oh, there you go. Finally, at 8:50, we'll make our week three and NFL picks.
No, we're doing that last. That's amazing.
Exactly. I mean, it's a lot of football, the Nats. We didn't talk Nats last week, so, you know, you want to bring that in the play. But first, the Washington Redskins fell to the Dallas Cowboys 31-21. Your game thoughts?
Well, it was you who put it so eloquently last week that the Cowboys arguably have the best offensive line of football, and you need to game plan for them. Now, this is me sort of thinking out loud, as well as kind of asking a question to the group, except for Will T. So, if you know you're facing the best offensive line of football, you know you're...
Minus Jonathan Allen.
Right, but still, you're still facing the arguably again the best...
You know what I mean? I'm seeing your point.
I missed the name. I'm sorry, sir. You know that you're going to have to potentially game plan. You're going to have to be creative and dialing up blitzes, right? So that way you can get pressure because you're not going to beat them one-on-one the majority of the time.
Not at all.
Ioannidis struggle because, again, they're just good. But I don't know what game I was watching, but if you were watching the same game I was, did it look like Minuski game plan?
Vanilla.
What was that?
It's vanilla. Like you keep – I'm going to keep saying this is that, you know – I was watching Sunday night. I was watching the Eagles Atlanta game.
You saw the blitz the Eagles were doing? Exactly.
Eagles switched up. They switched up. They were
corner
like, you know
blitzes,
what?
Safety blitzes.
Everything. Right. Like that's a defensive coordinator.
Along the same line.
I was like, that's a defensive coordinator. If it's not going your way, you switch up.
Exactly.
The Skins talk about trying to force turnovers, right? Matt Ryan was in a rhythm. He was in a groove. Schwartz was like, F that.
Threw it off his back foot.
F that. Blitzing him, threw off his back foot, threw interception. In the red zone, blitzed up the gut. Messed his pass. He had to adjust his pass. It was picked off.
Yeah.
So there was so many, like, watching that game, I was like, that's a defensive coordinator. Now you fast forward to Greg Minuski. like watching this Dallas game, you're not getting pressure with your front four. Why not bring pressure? Why not change the scene with Dak? Because how did they get that interception with Monte? They got pressure with Kerrigan. Was it Kerrigan who tackled? No, that was it. They got pressure on Dak. He threw off his back foot. He threw behind the receiver, and Monte Nicholson had the interception. That was because of pressure. So my thought process is, okay, if we're not creating pressure, right? If we're not creating pressure, we're messing up. So if we're not getting it with our front four, we're messing up. We got to bring blitzes so we can kind of try to create turnovers.
And see whether people acknowledge it or not, the absence of Moreau and Dunbar hurt. However, you're not getting pressure.
Yeah.
It's still going to be the same outcome. And then lastly, my last thought is 8 of 11 on third down with the Cowboys. One of those was a penalty on Jimmy Moreland, which was a terrible holding penalty down in the red zone. Yeah. He could have held him to a field goal, mm-hmm. which was preceded by a roughing the passer call on Monte Sweat.
Yeah.
So penalties killed you at the end of the first mm-hmm. half. I believe it gave the Cowboys momentum going to the locker room. And then if you can't get anybody off the field, it hurts your offense. Your offense only had eight possessions the whole entire game.
Yeah.
But if you compare this to last year, which I've read a lot this week, if you're scoring 20 points a game, that should be enough to win considering the defense you thought you had.
Is it? That's the point.
The one thing I don't like about the fans right now, though, because I've been listening, everybody's angry, rightfully so, and there's been discussions about Winuski, which we'll get to, whether he should even came back this season. But I'm even hearing people turn on the defensive players saying, we don't even have the personnel. You do have the personnel.
Yeah, I want to hear that.
And Deron Payne, he played well. He was the lone bright spot, if you ask me.
Yeah, played well.
Josh Norman has been getting beat up. He had some slip ups in this game.
Yeah,
but at the same time, again, I think it's the game plan and the lack of adjustments that ultimately hurt you defensively. Because still, look at the final score. Whether you count the last touchdown or not, it was an opportunity to win the game. You had chances.
To take advantage in that first half. That first half. In the second quarter, you had opportunities. You mentioned penalties. Penalties played a big part. And again, you're letting the quarterback and Dak Prescott beat you in the pocket when he has time all day. I don't care who you are, man. I keep saying this. You give a quarterback time in the pocket, they're going to beat you. And I said this in preseason, and people like kind of scoffed at me. I watched that first preseason game, and I saw enough. I saw enough of the game plan because when you're coaching defense and ask any great and watch any great defense over the years, you teach it from the beginning. It's not like you're worried about game planning. You teach a mentality. You teach a style. You watch the Baltimore Ravens in preseason and training camp. You know they're aggressive. Like, you know. It's not like they're worried about, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not worried about, oh, man, we're going to show too much. I don't want to show too much for week one. Nah, it's about coaching aggression. You don't have to show anything in terms of schematically how you're going to do some zone blitzes and this, that, and the other. But you're coaching a particular style of football. It's a I'm going to beat you up mentality. If you don't coach that style, you're not going to get that in week one and expect it to say, okay, I'm going to coach it up in the regular season. That's what we're going to get. It doesn't work that way.
Quick question. We're talking about the defense. What did you think about Jay Gruden's press conference comments about the defensive staff after the game? You were present, right?
I was there.
Okay. What did you think?
That was BS. You know what? You're not on. Like, bro, you late. That's why you ain't on. Now, do you want to be on there? You on?
There he is.
It's all good.
There you go.
Keep talking, man.
There you go. Because no one was hearing you. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't matter. As long as my voice goes out to the universe, someone hears me and someone feels what I
got
to say.
No, that is Will T. He's now on. He's on from the on, and the universe is now listening and watching. Right, Will T?
Yes, sir.
So you thought it was BS. Why?
I just, again, it's the same routine, the same coaches, the same thing we saw last season, season before that. Like, if you want change, you got to change something. Like, if you want, you can't keep the same thing going and think you're going to get a different result. That's the definition of insanity.
You've seen teams bring in special advisors at times.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
Who can help these coaches with in-game adjustments? That's what I'm asking. You have to find somebody who might be able to be another voice that's non-objective that comes in and says, guys, this is what you're lacking. Here's what I would do. You pay that person, mm-hmm. whoever it is. I don't know. I believe the Redskins did that in the past. They hired somebody.
Yeah, from the bingo hall. You're talking about
Sherman.
There we go. It's been done. Why not explore? Because what you're doing right now isn't working. Now, we're going to talk about Chicago, but you have a team coming in who isn't playing well offensively. Again, I'll get there. They're looking at this as an opportunity to get back on the right track because this defense right now isn't showing much at all. as far as it being able to stop anyone or get pressure.
It's trash. The defense is trash. It is what it is. It's a terrible defense. And they brought in guys. They brought in guys that potentially could take his job if they decide to fire Minuski and Horton and Rob Ryan. So those are potential. Those are guys that they can take over for his job. And
Rob
those
Ryan
guys
would be good.
And those guys, both of those guys, are what we were talking about earlier. They're blitz demons.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So there is that out there.
Why wait? I mean, you saw last season. And then you saw the first two games.
You ain't hearing me. I'm not arguing with you.
You gave up, a 17-point lead
to the Eagles?
To the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
This past Sunday wasn't much better.
Mm-hmm.
So why wait? Why the hesitation to pull the trigger, per se, and just say, hey, Greg Minuski, it's been good. We Deuces. Think that we have the players. No, I mean, if you honestly say that you think you have a very young and talented defense,
mm-hmm.
a defense that you thought coming into the season would be a strength, right?
Yeah.
Why continue to if you're Jay Gruden to take subliminal shots at Greg Minuski during this press conference during your press conference? Why not just go in a different direction?
It would be Bruce Allen's call, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, it would be Bruce's call.
And that's not his MO of making midseason changes at that level.
My thing is, they wanted to replace Minuski.
In the summertime, right?
In the summertime.
Exactly.
And this is my speculation. I think Jay wanted to keep Minuski. That's where I'm coming. That's how it seems to me. Because Dan was already trying to get Greg. Daniel Snyder was trying to get Greg Williams. He was trying to get Todd Bowles. So obviously, front office was trying to make that move.
And you said that last.
Well, it was reported that they were just having casual. They were just having conversations.
Yeah, we know. they weren't getting information. They were trying to get. They were trying to get those dudes.
So one more point that we made last week: the Cowboys don't throw the ball deep. That was what is so frustrating about watching this game is you make Dak look like Peyton Manning when. All in all, they can't go down the field, again, make adjustments. But let's move on because I think we need to touch on the offense and also Jay Gruden. You heard the Adrian Peterson comments. Like, I don't know what he's trying to do. I don't know if you want to go there first. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to talk about the Adrian Peterson comments.
Okay, cool.
Go ahead.
I think it's twofold. So, one, the fact that Morgan Moses would come out and kind of challenge his coach in the public.
You already know.
It's going to go down as one of the biggest signs of when Jay Gruden really started to lose his team. Yeah. That's one. Mm. Two, you understand that from my perspective, Jay Gruden coming out and making the comments about, Adrian Peterson, and this isn't verbatim, but Adrian Peterson. Yeah, we're going to run out of affirmation 55 times, or Adrian Peterson's a north-south runner. He isn't able to get to the edge, and that limits the offense. Why would you come out and say that about a Hall of Famer, mm-hmm. a guy who's been nothing but a professional since he's been here, and even though this organization has totally lacked professionalism throughout the multiple layers of the organization, why not just come out and just say something? Just say, Adrian's a good back, but just at this point of his career, the younger talent that we have, and it just
want to play guys. Just say I want to play guys.
Yeah, that's all it is. Why don't you just say I want? We spent the second round pick on Darius. We want to see what we got.
That's it. So you
got
to say.
Now Adrian Peterson hasn't been here for a long time, but remember how Andy Reid treated McNabb? He said we're going younger.
Yeah.
I want to give you the ability to find a team that you want to play for. You can handle it better, is what I'm saying. But Swearinger Ben alluded to the fact that Jay Gruden lost that locker room, right? So it's no.
Well, Swearinger was saying not like losing. Swearinger was saying to lack of a better term, like he's just a soft coach. Like he's not. I mean by that is he's not on his players. They're not. He's not. He's too much. There's too much leniency. He's not like Bill Belichick of really attention to details. Like he's not really on his cats. You know what I'm saying? He let people get away with a lot of stuff. That's how Swearinger was carrying it. Like, this is not a winning locker room.
And so you mentioned Bill Belichick. I was thinking about him. I know he's the best coach in football, hard to make comparisons. Mm-hmm. But no matter who he plugs into a system, it works. I don't care what coach is there. Matt Patricia gone, so what? It still works.
Mm-hmm.
If he has problems, he fixes it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, what are the coaches not getting? But moving on to the offensive side, I actually feel as though the offensive line is playing relatively decent considering
no Trent.
And also just new pieces, you know what I mean, that you're working with this season. We all thought Flowers wasn't good in preseason. Again,
he's been better these first two games.
And then even Keenum has been better than what people expected. So if your offense is able to score, then your defense has to be the one to fill in the gaps. Last season, it felt like it was the opposite. Now, what's the problem? And again, it starts with your coaches. So offensively, I'm not going to say you're perfect, but you don't have as much to worry about as you do defensively. And your receiving core is growing. And that's the important thing. Even with the garbage time drives, I think it's putting in reps.
I think McLaurin is a guy that's standing out, had about 62 yards and a touchdown. It seems like you found a guy that could potentially number be your number one wide receiver. Offensive line, I mean, other than the holding, they protected the quarterback. But again, at the end of the day, offense isn't the problem. I don't think offense has been the problem. They scored 20 points. I mean, when you've been coming out and coming out from the beginning of training camp to multiple pressers and state that we're going to be carried by our defense, and your defense has been giving up 30 points in two straight games to the NFC East to NFC East opponents. That's a problem, man. That's a problem. And because you came out and said you have the talent. No one, and everybody went off of that. And some of the media was like agreeing with it. But at the end of the day, you said it as a coach. We have the talent to be a dominant defense. And you're giving them 30 points.
Exactly.
So when you say you have the talent to be a dominant defense, you didn't say good, a dominant defense, and you're giving up 30 points in back-to-back games. The issue isn't the players. The issue is the coaches.
Yeah, Josh Norman said this could be an historical defense.
Yeah, he said that.
I want to ask you this real quick, and I know we gotta move on, but the way Jay Gruden goes at guys he doesn't like. Robert Griffin is one. Adrian Peterson. Now, I'm not going to say he doesn't like him, but he doesn't want them on the team. Mm-hmm. Now, see how he goes with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
How come he hasn't said anything about Josh Norman, who hasn't played well the last three seasons now, if you include this one?
I mean, because Josh Norman still is the best cornerback on the team. And that's saying a lot, but he's still the best cornerback on the team. I don't think Josh is horrible. I think Josh is still a good cornerback.
Adrian Peterson was your offense last year, and you going at him.
I agree with you. I'm just saying.
So why haven't you said anything about Josh Norman, who runs his mouth a lot,
but
he does not always produce? I like Josh
for
Norman
that
too.
For that reason. He runs his mouth a lot.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a situation where if Jay Gruden comes out in the public and criticizes Josh Norman, Josh Norman's going to take that silence.
And it's different, too. And it's also different as much as AP is well-respected. AP is an all-time Hall of Famer. Man, the day AP, if he talks, who's to say he's going to get another opportunity to be a starting running back? Josh Norman can talk and get out of here and still be a starting cornerback. And as good as AP has been, and as great as just because of his age, I'm not even talking about his skill, his age. No one's gonna say, you know what? Let's invest in a 34-year-old running back to be our starting running back. And that's the only difference. But the Skins have the Chicago Bears Monday night. We'll preview that after the break. You listen to Urban Sports Saying.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene with Will T, Ray Jeezy, myself, Wally. On Monday night, the Skins have the 1-1 Chicago Bears come to town. Do you have faith that the Skins defense will stop the Bears offense?
Absolutely. Because wow. Have you seen the Bears offense?
Have you seen the Redskins defense?
No, have you seen? This is a team that does not push the ball down the field. One of the Achilles heels, as you saw during the game against Dallas, was when a team is able to go deep and push the ball down the field. Mitch Trubisky doesn't throw the ball further than 15 yards down the field.
Dallas don't really go deep either, though.
That's what I'm saying. They don't either, man.
They didn't, but they were able to hit on a couple of deep plays.
Well, That's what I'm saying.
Here's the thing. We all say this, right? And Wally, you know, we all crack jokes about each other. We say if we had that much time to throw the football, we would look good out there, too.
Exactly.
So if Trubisky has time to throw,
he's going
to
find somebody.
I don't care
bro.
Who it is. You know, I mean, I feel like this is a good game to bounce back if you're the Washington defense, because you're right. I hate the game plan of the Bears. I text y'all week one, what are they doing? This guy. He went to the Pro Bowl last year, but it doesn't seem like the Bears want to open up their offense. This might be a perfect storm for Washington. But if you can't blitz them, somebody's going to be open.
I will say this. Your next two opponents are the Bears
and the Giants. Daniel Jones and the Giants.
I think – in 2 weeks, Saquon
will eat them alive.
I think in two and a half weeks from today, after these next two, they'll be 2-2.
Well, are you going to pick the Redskins in your picks?
Yes.
Because I'm not. I didn't. I just couldn't do it. I think they could beat the Bears, but they scarred me on this one.
I'm not. No.
They scarred me.
Like,
this isn't the Bears of last year where that defense created a lot of turnovers and gave them a lot of short fields.
They haven't given up any points yet.
But this isn't Vic Fangio's defense that's getting after the quarterback and creating pressure and creating turnovers.
That defense
this
like
is Will, totally T, what have different. You been watching?
Did you watch
the Green Bay game?
They shut Green Bay down.
Okay, let me ask you this. Was it more the Bears shut Green Bay down? Or was it that Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur were not on the same page, and Aaron Rodgers hadn't fully bought into the offense? Because if I looked at that game, it didn't look like Aaron Rodgers had fully invested at that point into the offense.
That's a little bit of both.
And they weren't doing a lot of the concepts that Aaron Rodgers was completely.
I think it was a little of both. I do think it took Aaron Rodgers some time to get used to it. But at the same time, man, he was scared in that pocket. Like that, they were collapsing quick. It wasn't like he had time to do anything.
It wasn't just Khalil Mack.
I know what you're saying. I think, you know, obviously when you're getting on with a new game plan, a new playbook, you know, it's going to take some time to get used to it. But at the same time, like in terms of saying hiking the ball and pressure being right there, the Bears were all over Aaron Rodgers. It wasn't even like Aaron Rodgers could react fast enough. So. Yeah, that Bears defense is mean. Like, I do agree with this, what you said that in a different way. You was talking about how this is a good matchup for the Skins. Like, this is this could make them feel good about themselves. I think it's the same thing for Mitchell Trubisky. I think this is a great matchup for Mitchell Trubisky.
I think that,
you know, he's going to look at this Skins defense and be like, all right, y'all don't give me, like, this amount of time. I can actually take my – I'm slowing reads anyway. I can take my time and find an open wide receiver because I'm going to have time in the pocket.
Here's the thing. We can talk ad nauseum about the defense. On offense, though, can you establish the run against this Bears defense if you want to neutralize their blitz?
I think they can score maybe a couple times. Now, I'm not going to say like – because, again, I like this Bears defense. I think it's fast. It's a very fast – physical defense, but I do think there's opportunities to score, especially if this is my thing. If Mitchell Trubisky struggles, there's a great opportunity for this team to score. But again, I mean, you can't bank on the Skins defense to stop Mitchell Trubisky, and I think that you can get a couple hits with with McLaurin. You can get a couple hits, some nice plays. Hopefully, Jordan Reed gets back. If not, you know. You can still try working Vernon Davis, but you still have opportunity within this team. And again, Jay Gruden has always, as much as I've been bashing, you know, the Skins coaching staff, Jay Gruden can coach offense to a certain extent in terms of putting up stats and moving the football.
I don't think there's anyone that watches football that can say Jay Gruden doesn't know how to dissect.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
It isn't a competent play
caller. Yeah, he's a good play caller.
Play caller and offense and the designer of offense.
I think
right?
Yeah.
And I think that is going to be I truly believe that is going to be the thing that puts them over the top against the Bears this weekend.
I think it's an easy prediction to say they can beat the Bears, you know, if they don't, hey, we knew what they were when they came. Like Dennis Green said, we all who they thought they were. But I do see an opportunity to establish some momentum because you don't want to go against New England and like 0-4 because then it's just going to get ugly.
It's 0-5. You just say 0-5. You don't say 0-4. You say 0-5. You just skip the whole New England. You say 0-5. You just check that off.
When I think about New England, you think about that 52-7 game. Joe Gibbs on the sideline.
I need to go over that, John.
And Randy Moss, your fantasy team, you enjoying it, but you were mad.
I was mad at the same time.
You were mad at the same time. But offensively.
They got another 84. Okay. I mean, 17, though.
You guys didn't answer my question. Offensively, can you establish the run against this
Bears? No.
Will, did you answer? Adrian Peterson.
I think you can throw it North on South. Rather than running
I think you could throw it. This is the thing that frustrates me about that comment about Adrian Peterson not being able to run. No, not being able to run to, you know, east and west. Why not use some stretch, some zone,
he can't
off,
run
some
east
zone
and west,
block, stretch, but he can't, you know, stretch outside zone plays
you
have, to get him outside.
How many times have you watched Adrian Peterson play football? Adrian Peterson play football? That comment's dumb. It's a lie. That's why you don't even entertain. I don't entertain that comment because you have Geis, right? Geis was your running back. Geis and AP have similar running styles. They're very, I mean, to be honest with you, and to be real, to keep it 100, AP has better vision than Geis.
Hey, you guys give Jay Gruden more credit than he deserves in terms of his offensive genius because
no, he's smart offensive.
No, I'm not saying he's not, but in the red zone, his teams never do well.
No, again, and
Sean McVay, when he was there, they didn't do well. It didn't make a difference. So I still feel like all signs point to him as why, you know, your offense can't just outscore somebody if your defense isn't good.
No, I'm talking about moving the football in terms of moving the football.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he can do that.
He got Kirk Cousins paid.
Yeah, there's a lot of offense. He made Colt McCoy relevant to people thinking that he could be a starter.
Definitely.
Yeah,
his resume speaks. I'm not saying that, but I still feel like finishing drives is an issue for this team.
Yeah, that's always been an issue.
And they're going to have to do that in order to win games. But with these next two opponents, you have an advantage over the Giants because you have their safety from last season who can tell you everything about the offense for the most part.
We're going to the Giants already? Dang.
No, I'm just saying. Once you get there, I mean, you have to look ahead.
Man, pay attention to the Eagles, man. I mean, the Bears. Pay attention to the Bears. That's all you need to do because they're not good enough to think ahead. They're just not good enough to think ahead.
Take it 1 week at a time.
Exactly. There you go. Will T's picking the Bears.
I'm picking the.
No, you're picking the Skins.
I'm picking the Bears.
Just because I'm scared.
Pick the Skins. I'm not picking the Skins. Are the Nets in trouble? We'll discuss that after the break. To listen to the Urban Sports thing.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, is born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, which yells you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine, and it's like a bird. You see fireworks, they carve a tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use it. Your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA.
You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene with Will T. Ray and myself, Wally. Right now, the Nets are 6-5 in September. Manager Davey Martinez is now having a heart procedure. I believe the operation was successful. But still, the timetable. There's no timetable on his return. The Nats lost last night to the Cardinals 4-2. Davey was not in the building. They have a half game lead on the Chicago Cubs for the first overall NL wild card spot. But the Brewers are only a game and a half behind the Nats as well. Are the Nats in bad shape?
Bad shape? Yeah. That might be a bit of a stretch, but only 5 hits last night. That's the thing that concerns me. Whenever October seems to near or you enter the postseason, the Nats bats seem to go away. Mm-hmm. That's kind of been the MO. Now, you missing your manager, I don't think that makes too much of a difference, to be honest.
Why say that?
I just don't. I mean, is the game plan different? Are you switching to a different style of baseball?
No, I mean, there's in-game adjustments in terms of like double switches and things of that sort. Is Davey that type of dude?
Please. The game is run basically off of statistics now.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You have Davey a stat sheet.
Yeah, that's true.
Right there in the dugout, so you know where guys hit the ball most of the time. Yeah. So you know, and that helps inform your defensive adjustments and things of that nature.
There's a guy in Chicago that manages his team, like in Joe Madden. And if he misses games, you see a difference.
That's Joe Madden.
I'm just saying.
There's always an exception.
I'm just saying Davey's not that guy.
Yeah, that's the wrong Davey. Right. It's not Davey Johnson. I'm saying Davey Johnson was a guy that made in-game adjustments. Yeah. But Davey Martinez, you watched him. Has he made big adjustments during games?
No, I'm just saying.
No, he's a stickler. He stick to what he knows, and he dies by it. Especially with the bullpen. So I don't want to hear that he's
said what he knows. What does he know?
Then that's who.
No, it's bullpen. No, and you know, at the end of the day, Chip Hale, who is the interim. I guess not interim. He's the
interim.
He is interim at the moment.
Yeah, interim.
He's still interim, even though he's not fired. Okay, so interim. You're right. Interim manager.
Yeah, for now.
For now, he may
have the bullpen. Acting, serving, whatever.
Yeah,
you want to
he may
call
be
it.
A be- he may be you know better with the bullpen. Who knows?
Well, we don't. You know we won't know
real
unless
talk.
They have a lead.
Hey, real talk. I thought about this though. Say like he's out for. I mean, God forbid. Say he's out for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Chip Hale, they just go on a streak. Do you like give him? Do you give him his job back?
Yeah, you give him his job back.
it's like with Bruce Arians. And,
I know. I'm just saying.
Here's the thing. You right now the Braves. You can't beat the Braves. Okay. If you play the Braves in a playoff series, you can't win. Okay.
It looks like it. Can't be anybody good.
Right. The Dodgers are the only team that you potentially match up well with. Am I right?
Yeah.
So
I know.
You just clinched your, what, seventh or eighth consecutive winning season. Am I right?
They would match up well with the Cardinals. I think they would match up well with the Cardinals.
I know they did. Okay.
But the point I'm making is if you talk about who you might match up well with, who you can and can't be, then if you missed the postseason but you had another winning season, I think you build off of it. You re-sign Rendon. You start to prioritize. I'm not stressing too much about what's 5 days. I hope they're not. The expectations to me aren't that daggone high.
We are watching the last days of Anthony.
Thank you.
Rendon.
I'm about to say.
We really are.
Why? Because of the learners?
He's not coming. He's not here. He's not signing here.
You had the opportunity to sign Anthony Rendon for something, I would say, below market before the season that he's
had. Yeah, they did. They had a good chance.
And you would have to give him the contract that Bryce Harper wants, something similar to the
Manny Machado
contract. And the Mariners are not giving him that.
You got to give him $350 to full.
I don't say $350.
What?
No, you're going to have to give him at least the
I mean at the annual the starter, if you look starting, at the annual
the starting is going to be at least $260 million.
You don't think what did Manny got three what?
Machado?
Yeah, he got three.
I thought Bryce got 330. No. And Manny got 300.
I gotta check. I know Manny got was 300. Let's go with 300 roughly. Let's go with 300. He's getting 300. If he doesn't get 300, it's more in terms of annual years. That means he annually, and that means he's doing shorter years. But he's gonna get 300.
Yeah, not a 10-year $300 million.
Yeah, okay.
I told you. Sorry, so, no, I was playing. But yeah. I'll be real. I wouldn't give him that money. I'm sorry. As much as I love Rendon,
he's 30.
I'm not giving it to him.
Is Anthony Rendon 30 yet?
I'll give him that money. I watch Anthony. I mean, like everybody.
I love Anthony Rendon. I love him for the start of the season.
I'm gonna tell you why he's worth. A lot. I'm not going to say how much. He's worth a lot. Because, one, he's always been an average hitter. He's always going to hit. He's always a doubles hitter.
Until you get paid.
He always hits. He's a professional hitter. There are certain people who play one way. Like, they're trying to hit homers. They're always pulling the ball. That's Bryce Harper. Always trying to pull the ball to hit homers. Like, Rendon will give you what – he'll hit what you give him. And, like, when they do the shifts, he'll hit it to the spot where – you know, you overshift. Where you're not at. Excuse me.
Okay, he hits for contact. We know that already. He's really good, but not for that amount of money. We can find somebody else that can hit.
I mean, the only person in baseball Everybody's overpaid in baseball, other than I guess is probably Mike Trout. But everybody's like basically overpaid.
We're talking about grossly overpaid though.
But he's not going to be grossly overpaid. He's okay. An MVP candidate.
All right, 260. I can live with that. But if you give him 300 plus, I'm sorry. You gotta let him walk, bro.
What would you get Christian Yelich if he didn't get hurt? What would you give him?
About the same amount.
About
275.
No, you giving him three. He's giving him. He's about. He's going to be like two-time MVP.
So this is the thing.
Been, he deserves 320.
This is the thing about Rendon.
Based on the market.
Because going into next year, Rendon to be 30 years old.
I can tell. It's the market. I'm going.
You ask me.
Going into next year, Rendon to be 30 years old.
Yeah.
So you're not giving him 10 years, right?
Yeah, you're right. You're not giving him 10 years.
So you'll probably give him 5 or 6.
That's.
You're right, Will. Let's give up. Scott Boris is his agent too. It's a wrap.
He's a wrap.
Manny got 30 a year, right? That's 30. 10,
yeah.
30 a year.
Yeah. That's.
Oh, man. He getting 30. Yeah, he definitely get for 5
years. He's gone. It's a wrap.
Yeah, he's gone.
But see, someone said that they think that Rendon is that type dude anyway. He wants shorter years. He doesn't want He doesn't want big years.
No, I don't think he does either. Yeah, I think he wants the opportunity. I think he wants like a four or five year contract.
Scott Boris, I don't like.
He a different cat, though. He a different cat. Like Rendon's a different cat.
He's already said on 106.7 that.
Don't mention him, man.
Oh, my bad.
So go ahead.
No, he already said, like, you know, in season, there's a certain point, there's a certain price he would be comfortable with, and he would sign. He said, now, after the season, when things, you know, he gets to explore his options. Now, it's a totally different ball game. Then, obviously, they think that number is too big for him.
Yeah.
And he will not be
in that bag. And there's teams out there. There are teams out there that are like the Yankees. I'm trying to think who the Yankees third baseman, who their third baseman is. They would do it. The Mets, real talk, the Mets don't have a real third baseman. They could throw him a bag.
Look, third base is one of those positions where it's hard to
get a good one, elite player.
An elite offensive player.
Yeah, so I'm saying. He can get that bag. And to me, he's the player that you should have kept. Like, out of all of them, he's that player.
Look, anytime you come out in the media, you say, oh, these are Mike Rizzo's words. Oh, I would do an extension with Juan Soto now.
Yeah, he said that. Yeah, I know.
When Anthony Rendon is about to hit free agency, man. Last days, man.
I'm with you, man. Big Ben is out for the season, and so much is going on in the NFL. We'll chat about it after the break. Listen to the Urban Sports Center.
For ages.
You did.
Deuces.
You get some money, and every day is another opportunity to touch the paper. You want to see a young man shine. If not, put your head in the hole, I'm going to put a hole in your head, you know? What? Tell me right now, what you want to do? 20 billboards in the city, who the f*** is you? I look a little familiar, huh? Look at it. Yo. Tell me right now, what you want to do? 20 billboards in the city, who the f*** is you? I DM all of you, 20 men to move. Quick to blow 100 keys, yeah, that boy food. Yeah, that boy food. Yeah, that boy food. So I squeeze him in the coop. Fascinated with a fortune and it came true. I may pass you in a Porsche with the brains blue. Got your toe at him stepping down in rain boots. Thought it was Obama where I came through. I'm talking different commas from them lame dudes. I'm printing paper, boy, I even wrote a book. I got 10 million cash, what you wanna look? I gotta have a kilo in my Monte Carlo. And if I pull that Nina, boy, you got a problem. Riches down in Florida like I hit the lotto. It's amazing what can happen with a...
You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene with Will T, myself, Wally, Ray Jeezy. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger will miss the rest of the season due to an elbow injury he had on Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks. What does this mean for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
It means they're in a whole lot of trouble. If you take into consideration that they gave up their first round draft pick for Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I like Minkah.
You like Minkah enough to give up a top 7 pick?
Oh, I like what's the name though. You know, top 7. You think it'll be top 7? You don't like Mason Rudolph? Man, Mason.
It's something. It's different if you had Mason Rudolph and you also had Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
But you don't have Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph has
names.
He has James Conner.
Is he healthy? He got hurt.
He's playing this week.
He's playing this week.
All right.
Then you also have Juju Smith-Schuster, who's not a slouch.
I like Juju.
But then you haven't seen.
I like James Washington, though, bro. I love James Washington.
What have you seen over the first 2 weeks that leads you to believe that?
Because
James Washington and Dante Moncrief.
Dante Moncrief is some trash. So I'm with he's some trash. He's
all trash. Going to be great options who will.
This is why.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. No, I'm going to finish. I'm sorry.
That'll be two targets that will help Mason Rudolph.
You got the rapport with James Washington and Rudolph. They played in college together and they put up numbers in college. So they have rapport already. Then you have, Juju is still. Juju's your number one. Mason Rudolph, they drafted him high they drafted him that position for a particular reason. I think it was a second round pick. When he came out of high school, he was rated the top high school quarterback. So talent ability is there. He has ability. And I like what I saw from him in preseason. I like the receiving core for the Steelers. I've always liked the receiving core for the Steelers. I think you have James Conner back and he's healthy and you lean on him on the running game, I think you can still, win games with this Pittsburgh Steelers team. And I like what they did defensively. You mentioned picking up Fitzpatrick. You pick up Fitzpatrick. You already have Joe Hayden. You have the kid out of Maryland. I forgot his name. Who plays safety? Who do they have out of Maryland?
Who's Savage?
Savage. Nah, that's Packers. It's another kid they drafted the year before last out of safety. I mean, out of Maryland who plays safety. They're decent in terms of their secondary. They're getting better in speed. Also with Devin Bush out of Michigan. I like their defense. I think as a whole, the defense is getting better. So yeah, I think they can still win games and take the. Oh, error. Come on, Trey. Sorry. Scored a run off his error. All right, that's the Washington Nationals, St. Louis Cardinals. It's 1-1. Trey Turner had an error for the game to be 1-1. But yeah, man, I think they have potential to kind of like hold it down.
It's not about any of the things you guys just said. It's about being able to establish your future.
Yeah.
Big Ben is one that is moving at a pace of a Tom Brady. Like, he's never going to leave. Like, I'm going to leave when I'm dang well ready, even though he's not getting the results of Tom Brady. To me, he's closer to Eli. Like, all right, it's time to move on, bro. Like, we appreciate all that you brought. We appreciate the Super Bowls, right? He won two.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time to move forward. And now you have Rudolph getting the snaps and reps throughout the course of the week. I think that's going to do nothing but benefit him versus when he's game planning for the Seahawks, you don't anticipate he's going to be playing in the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that Ben is out for the season and maybe this is it for him, it gives Tomlin a new birth, if you ask me. You already knew that you were somewhat rebuilding because this team looks totally different, doesn't it? Of course, you lost the two top guys on offense. So now let's see what you're going to have going into the future at quarterback. Like you said, top-rated quarterback coming out of high school. I think you got a good one. And to be honest with you, Cleveland doesn't look that strong so far. Baltimore is pretty good, but Baltimore is one that
they look good, though.
They have to prove themselves against a team like the Steelers, a rivalry game. And what's the other team in the division? The Bengals. You have a chance to still compete in this division. I feel as though right now you're seeing the future of the Steelers take place just much faster than what anybody anticipated.
My bad. I'm talking about Terrell Edmonds out of Virginia Tech. My bad.
I respect your view, Ray. I got sidetracked because I Googled Pittsburgh Steelers and then a story about Antonio Brown came up.
Yeah, I heard about it.
About him and the doctor.
Doctor, he fought it.
You ain't see that? Yeah, I heard about it.
The doctor suing this dude, man.
And they taped. Oh, he didn't pay him. That's why.
He didn't pay him. Not because he farted in his face. He didn't pay him.
Oh, okay.
But they were videotaping it and they were doing it purposely. That's why doctor mentioned that.
Oh, my God.
Antonio Brown is crazy.
He's crazy. But anyway,
that's why he's not in Pittsburgh no more. I think it's a good sign. The Steelers, to me, have some of the best ownership in football.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's why it's been one of the more stable franchises. Outside of Washington and Green Bay, strongest fan base right there in Pittsburgh.
They're stronger than Washington. Washington, like, they're fairer than right now.
What?
You said strongest fan base?
Strongest fan base. I sit right up there with Washington. Washington is up there with Green Bay.
I think Green Bay, Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas too.
Buffalo. Buffalo has.
They do. They really.
Buffalo has passionate fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they continue to tailgate even though they get their behinds whooped. But yeah.
in all that snow.
What about Drew Brees though? I'm not trying trying to stay with the Steelers.
Drew Brees is
Drew Brees out for six weeks. Now there you have a proven backup in Teddy Bridgewater who has won in this league before. So I feel like they won't necessarily miss a beat. But I told you this before we came on air. Sean Payton needs to tailor his game plan to Teddy Bridgewater's strength.
Yep.
And stop trying to coach as if Drew Brees on the field. Stop with all the check downs to Kamara, because people know all it took was the lead for, I guess, what, one and a half seasons to figure out Alvin Kamara. Like they've done everybody else. This is why you got to constantly evolve in your offense. Mm. And Sean Payton is the perfect guy to do that. Sean Payton has made a lot of people look good. And you look at the Cowboys teams. Is Tony Romo one of those guys? Tony Romo, you think he'd have been that guy without Sean Payton?
Good point.
You know what I'm saying? So if you can make Tony Romo, who I'm not knocking him, he was a decent quarterback, but he was who he was. He was Tony Romo. then you can make Teddy Bridgewater. Before, I guess his last season at Louisville, he didn't have the best year. He was looking at a Heisman, and they called him the next Peyton Manning. Yeah. They meaning the experts, the Lee Corsos of the world. You know what I'm saying? So
media.
You have
the media.
You have a good opportunity to continue to win games. Period.
No, I'm with you. I wish the best for Teddy. You know what I mean? I think Teddy has the opportunity to be it.
I don't really. See, when they play the Falcons, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Everybody's giving me the cut down. All right, we'll go to break then. We'll make our week 3 NFL picks after the break.
This is the last segment, and we got like 12 minutes.
The ace.
You did?
Deuces.
Armand.
I done did a lot of things in my day. I admit it, I don't take back what I say. If I said it, then I meant it. All my life I won a Grammy, but I probably never get it. I ain't never had no trophy or no motherfucking ribbon. Fuck the system, I'm that bend the law, cut the rules. I'm about to risk it all. I ain't got too much to lose. Y'all been eating long enough. It's my turn to cut the food. Pass the plate with my drink. This my day. Lucky you, lucky you too. Woo! Y'all gotta move. Y'all gotta move. Give me some room, give me some room, give me the juice. How about the coupe? How about the coupe? How about a shoot? Y'all gotta move, y'all gotta move. Give me the juice. Back on my bullets, my back to the wall, turn my back on you, all of you finished. Back to these bullets, it's back to the top with my mouth out and all of you running. Back on my hood, it's back to the pushing, these tights and I'm actually pumping. Can't fuck with you rappers, you practically sucking. You might have went platinum, but that don't mean nothing. I'm actually buzzing this time. Straight out the kitchen, I told them the oven is mine. I do not fuck with you guys. If I don't kill you, just know you gon' suffer this time. I ain't no gangster, but I got some bangers, some chains and some blazing, a couple of nines. Choppers and jammies, a partridge, a pantry. My 20s and Christmas was nothing but lies. Born at you high like a sumo. They say I talk like a chulo. I live in Mars, I'm not Bruno. If you're my duck, call me Cujo. You play your cards, I reverse on you all, and I might just drop out like a uno. Calles de boca, my homie, they call it Obuto, and all of you culo. If they better to level up in the ghetto, the ghetto, looking for something I probably can never find now. Shit irrelevant, tell the beat die down. The true identity really want me tied down. I've been alone and I never needed nobody, just only me and my shelly, I'm telling you to lie down. Keep all the money, I never wanted to lie down.
The Urban Sports Team.
You're like what?
Catch you 2-0. This the Urban Sports Team. With the brain, Will T, and myself, Wally.
Just 2 weeks, I'm not worried about it.
It's the way you said it. Hey, you 2-0. It's the way he said it.
I'ma support you to win the whole joint, right? Let me know what you need.
Make sure you check out the Football Garbage Time podcast at www.footballgarbagetime.com. We have a weekly battle of NFL pick'em games with them. Here's what we did in week 2. Ray went 10-6. Will T and I went 8-8. Here are our overall records. Ray is 20-11. Will T and I are 17-14. Here are the records.
That's what messed me up.
here are the records from the football garbage time mob. Joanne is 23-8. Scott is 22-9. Ryan is 21-10. Hakun Wong is 16-15. And our homie George, we're all in the same league. George is 22-9.
Freaking George is winning, man. I can't believe it.
So when does George submit his picks? Does he submit
early.
It? Okay.
I don't know.
You have to do it before Thursday at a certain time.
Oh, you think he listens to the show and is that what you're trying to say? Yeah. I think he listens to the show.
He's very original with his picks.
Nah, he's original, man.
He's very original.
He's original, bro.
he might take more risks than any of us, to be honest.
Yeah, real talk.
They're just panning out this season. And this season has not been as difficult to pick, to be honest.
You think so?
The 49ers have been the biggest surprise, probably.
I don't know.
The Dolphins,
they are who we thought they were.
We know what they're going to do. You're right. It's not hard. It's not hard to pick these games.
You're right.
I mean, Cam Newton kind of disappointed everybody, though.
Yeah.
I think, you know. But anyway, go ahead.
Bro. All right.
Where are you starting at?
Titans versus Jaguars. It's Thursday night game.
Going with the Titans.
I got Tennessee, too. Why you say I'm starting off like?
No, right? Who I pick? I want to say I picked the... Who did I pick? I got the Jaguars. I'm going to Jaguars.
Whoa.
Gotta go bold, man. I gotta catch up. Bengals versus the Bills.
Bills.
Lions versus the Eagles.
Eagles.
I got Detroit in the upset.
I got the Lions in the upset as well. Because Deshaun Jackson, what's his name? Alshon ain't playing. Patriots and Jets. Patriots versus the Jets.
Patriots.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Raiders versus the Vikings.
I got Oakland.
I gave him the Vikings.
Vikings.
So I said Vegas. Vikings. Ravens versus the Chiefs.
This is a hard one.
I got the Ravens. I got the Chiefs.
I got the Ravens.
This is a hard one. I'm going to go with...
You're ready. George already picked his pick.
Yeah, he already did. You ain't copying you. Falcons versus the Colts.
Doggone it.
I'm going with the Colts.
I got the Falcons.
I shouldn't even. I'm not asking you about any Falcons games. Broncos versus the Packers.
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 Dolphins versus the Cowboys. Cowboys. I can't even do it.
Cowboys.
I can't even go and get some gold.
I'm going with the Cowboys.
Buccaneers versus the Giants.
Bucks.
Yeah, I got Tampa.
I got Tampa. Panthers versus the Cardinals.
I got Carolina.
I'm going with the Cardinals.
Okay. I ain't going to be in last place. Steelers versus the 49ers.
49ers.
Steelers. I got the Steelers.
Okay.
Saints versus the Seahawks.
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 Are you confident with that one?
I just want to make sure.
Okay. Texans versus the Chargers.
Chargers.
I got Houston.
I got Houston. Excuse me. Yeah, I'm going with Chargers.
Chargers.
Oh, you're crazy.
Chargers. I got the Chargers.
Mr. Inconsistent. I got Houston all freaking day. I'm never picking the Chargers.
How did you lose to Detroit? That's what pissed me off.
I never pick the Redskins again either. That's true.
How did you lose to Detroit? That pissed me off. Sure did. Gone. Nats up 2-1.
Stop it, brother.
Howie Kendrick. I can say the score, man. Rams versus the Browns.
Rams.
Give me the Rams.
I got the Rams.
And third Monday night game. Bears versus the Redskins. We all picked Chicago.
He picked the Skins.
You picked the Skins.
I mean, it's a good.
I got
pick.
Chicago.
It's just I just don't have the courage to pick them.
I got Chicago.
They made me so mad on Sunday.
I ain't picking them no more. I'm done with them. It's not about good.
Sound like my college roommate, man. He would go to bed early. And the Redskins lost. I don't even want to watch the game anymore because they let you down.
You know what I'm talking about, right, Will?
I know what you're talking about.
Steven Davis fumbled on Monday night. I will never forget that chart. That man went to bed. Was like, man, I don't want to watch because they let me down.
I ain't picking no more, man. Like, I go to games, man. I don't even be, like, into it. I be like, man.
Seriously?
Nah, man. I don't.
So you just go.
I do is do my job, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, I just go in that thing. I just go in that thing and do my job. Put it that way.
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, exactly. I just go. Look, I'm like this, Will, too. I'm like, all right. Let me get some popcorn. Because they got popcorn.
They got some of the best cookies. I guess they get them from Costco.
Yeah, I don't get the cookies. I mean, the cookies be good.
From Costco.
That'd be bomb, though, bro.
You know, the assorted cookies from Costco. White chip macadamia. Wally know, but they
I know exactly.
They're actually bigger than that.
They're bigger. They're bigger, though. Yeah, they don't like that.
The cookies are great.
Yeah, they are.
And like the
oatmeal, like that.
The freaking pretzels and cheese at halftime.
I know, all basic. Hey, Matt, one thing about being the media at the games, man, the hot dog line be crazy, though. I be like, yeah, I'm you,
the,
hot dogs.
The best cuisine might be overall the Redskins because of the variety that they offer throughout the course of the game.
Yeah.
Like, if you get there late to a Wizards game, you know, it's a wrap. You know, you're not getting anything good. Mm-hmm. The salad bar and been picked over. But the Mystics, surprisingly, man, on any given day, they had like vegan wraps. They have,
I thought you know what I'm saying, turkey. I actually wraps. Thought you were going to be at that game.
Brownies, what? The Mystics tonight?
Yeah, tonight.
I won't comment on that. If it goes game five, I'll be there.
Okay, but, okay.
Know, when the playoffs come, you know, people put in their requests.
Yeah, of course,
it's just bandwagon folks.
Mm-hmm.
No, but They play the Aces tonight. I know we didn't talk about that.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to get into all that.
You didn't want to talk about it. I did though.
Yeah,
we like talking WWE.
I do. I really did want to. I wanted to.
No, what was it?
Here you go, man. Look at it. Hey man,
I support it. I watch it. I support it. Don't get me wrong. But no one wants to hear us talk about WNBA basketball.
I was gonna go to that thing, man. I was gonna go to the game.
No, there is a contingent for the Mystics, and they're expected to go to the finals. They beat the Aces by nearly 30 both times they beat them this season. And when the only time they lost was when Deladon was out. They lost by four.
And they went to the finals last year.
They got the best team this year, considering Breanna Stewart and Sue Bird are out. So, but LA is gonna be a challenge if they get past Connecticut. Period.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, I'm down with the Mystics, man. Don't listen to Will T.
Hey, thank you all for listening to the Urban Sports
Scene. I would love to have my man Al.
No, you do not want him. No, he's terrible, man. He's a terrible person when it comes to WNBA, man.
That's a spare. If there's anything else you want to get off your chest.
Yeah, Will T.
Look.
You want to talk about your fantasy football?
Fantasy football. Yeah, what happened? Yeah, let's talk about it. What happened?
You lost. You're very invested. I saw you made a bunch of moves. I'm like, gosh. Like, is he taking this serious? Like, Sons of Sheehan dropped this person. Dude, child went for real. I need to be supporting you. What can I do to help you out? Dallas' defense might be a good pick. They play the Dolphins at home.
I'm 1-1.
If you need a defense this week,
when I came to y'all for help, I wasn't trying to help because I had a plan. We elevate one, and that way we strengthen the brand.
He's 2-0 right now.
I mean, but
he got the juice right now. He's 2-0.
No, I don't like starting off good in fantasy. That means you're gonna taper off towards the end, unless you just have an all out good team. But I'm playing the best team in the league this week. That's the thing I'm looking for.
He's playing Ryan.
Ryan has the best team in the league.
Man, this dude talking so much.
Who is Ryan?
Football garbage time, Ryan. He talking so much.
The dudes who I mopped up the first week?
No, you didn't mop him up.
Yeah, about the other one.
He's been mopping everybody.
He's mopping everybody.
And he's scoring 160 plus.
160 plus.
We're talking Julio Jones and Dak Prescott.
He talks major trash, bro.
he talks a lot. Dak Prescott has the Dolphins defense at home.
He's the first place team. That's all you need to know.
Cooking with rice?
Yeah.
Ice,
but yeah.
Cooking with rice. Fat boy. Cooking with rice. Go ahead, man. Y'all funny, man. Hey. I appreciate the time, though. Will T, I got you. Whatever you need, I will help you. Except for dumb trades.
I offered you a fair trade.
Will T offered you like Tevin Coleman for your number one receiver and crap.
Dalvin Cook. I don't know what he's talking about. Dalvin Cook.
I offered you a very fair trade.
Antonio Brown, you thought he was going to get suspended.
Yeah, Wally, I'm going to get Dalvin Cook. I was like, for what? I forgot. I didn't entertain the offer. The offer was so ridiculous.
Hold on. I offered you Antonio Brown. And
who was suspended at the time?
We all knew he was going to get picked up. I knew he was going to get picked up.
It's a wrap.
Hey, man, time to end the show off, man. Hey, thank you all for listening. You've been listening to the Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Hey, Mecca, lead us out, big homie.